I thought I was sharing an interesting shava that came to me yesterday. And I was discussing it with several of them, all presented with the same shava, the same question, what to do relating to Ochas Chanukah, relates to the shava of Halal on Chanukah. The following issue came up. Someone who was in Avel, who was sitting Shiva this past week, and his last day of Shiva is tomorrow morning. The question is, how should he be knowing in terms of Kriyas Halal, particularly on tomorrow morning? It's Shabbos or Chodesh Chanukah, what exactly is the status of Kriyas Halal for Avel? So let's get just a little bit of a background to the Shaila about Avelus in general Chanukah and what the halachas of Halal in general for Avel are, and then try to understand why this particular Shaila is somewhat unique. So the Rishonim write that, in fact, the regular halachas of Avelus, the regular halachas of Shiva do apply in Chanukah, even though it's somewhat of a chiddush for the following reason. There is a machlokes of Rishonim, whether the dinim of Avelus apply in Purim. Some Rishonim will say that the regular halachas of Shiva do not apply in Purim. Purim is treated like a Yom Tov. There's in fact even one day in the Rishonim that says that Purim is actually Mafsik Avelus. Just as a regular Yom Tov, the person is in the middle of Shiva beforehand, so the Yom Tov comes and actually cancels the Avelus. There's one opinion in the Rishonim that says the same is true for Purim. The person was sitting Shiva from before Purim, the Purim comes and actually cancels the entire Avelus, and that's why we don't go. That's somewhat of an extreme position in the Rishonim, but the regular, the standard two approaches in the Rishonim are either that, even though Purim doesn't quite cancel Avelus, but on Purim proper there is no Avelus, at least no public Avelus, and no Dvarim Shabbat Farhesya, similar to like Yom Tov Chol Moed. And there are other Rishonim who say no, like the Rambam says that's regular business usual, that Purim does not affect Hilchos Avelus. So three opinions in the Rishonim, whether Purim actually cancels Avelus, whether Purim at least suspends Avelus temporarily, or whether Purim is Lamalad Lamored in terms of Hilchos Avelus. So even though there is a machlokes of Rishonim about Purim, in fact, there are more paskins in Hilchos Purim, that there is no Avelus on Purim. There are more paskins like the middle ground, that at least Avelus of Pahesia doesn't apply. When it comes to Chanukah, so then just about all the Rishonim assume that Chanukah is not even on par with Purim. That Purim is a Yom Simcha, whereas Chanukah is not really a Yom Simcha in the classic sense of the word. Therefore, Avelus, regular Dinim of Shiva, even Dvarim Shabbat Pahesia, even public manifestations of Avelus do in fact imply in Chanukah. That maybe one day in Rishonim they may disagree with that, but it's not even quoted in Shulchan Aruch, it's not even Yesh Omrim. We assume that the regular Avelus applies on Chanukah. Why exactly is there a difference between Purim and Chanukah? So the simple reason is that Purim is a Yom Simcha, when Chanukah is not a Yom Simcha. We don't find the term Simcha instituted concerning Chanukah. However, we do find it in the Rambam. The only place where we really find explicitly the Chanukah singled out as a Yom Simcha is the Rambam, the Yom Simcha, the Rambam writes that the Cheshmanoim will cover me on Tovim, Behalav, Odoim, the Simcha. The Rambam describes the phrase as you make Simcha on Chanukah as well. Other Rishonim don't mention it, you know, at least in terms of Kashmir's take a Simcha. We assume that there really is no mitzvah of Sud on Chanukah. Can't just all the Chanukah parties that are made. So that's what the Ramah quotes from the Rishonim, that if a person has Miros with Tishbachos, if a person sings and uses it as an opportunity to celebrate the Nes, well, then it becomes transformed, becomes elevated to a Simcha Shal Mitzvah. But just intrinsically, having a Suda on Chanukah is not really considered to be a mitzvah. In contrast to Purim, Purim is the Suda is a mitzvah in and of itself. If you don't sing anything, it's a Simcha. Because on Purim, there's a real mitzvah you made Mishnah v'Simcha. Whereas the Chanukah, a Pashtus is just Lahoidus Lahalal. They were covering up and told Lahalal V'Hodah. There wasn't really an institution of Simcha. But the Rambam seems to disagree. The Rambam does have that nuance that Chanukah is also considered to be a Yom Simcha. But the only problem is that the Ram and Uchaz Avelus, it's hard to prove anything because the Ram holds even on Purim is regular Avelus. So it's hard to say that, well, we should follow the Ram and not have Avelus on Chanukah because the Ram and Guf holds that there's Avelus even on Purim. So whatever the case may be, putting aside that line in the Rambam, the simple pshat in the halacha is that the regular dinim of Avelus do in fact apply on Chanukah. The Gemara never discusses anything about whether an Avel, whether someone who's in Shiva recites Halal or not. So the post can have such a cloud that someone who's in the middle of Shiva doesn't recite Halal. How do you ever have a case of a person in the middle of Shiva and even a shadow comes up in terms of Halal? So on Yom Tov, usually don't have that shadow, because usually if the person started a Shiva from before Yom Tov, then Yom Tov has canceled his Shiva. If the person is Kovah Mesa Beregel, if you bury somebody on Yom Tov, in Chol Moed, so he's not technically in Shiva yet. He's not allowed to do certain things that a novel's not allowed to do, but he's not quite regular classic Shiva. The only case where you would have someone who's mamish and Shiva and the question of Halal comes up would be either on Rosh Chodesh or on Chanukah. Now, we're not going to find that much in the Gemara about this concerning Rosh Chodesh for the obvious reason. The Gemara in Taina says that the recitation of Hallel Rosh Chodesh is only a minute. It's not a din. That's why the Gemara says we have to recite Chatzi Hallel. Back in the days of the Gemara, it wasn't even a universal minute. It was only in certain communities they had it. The Gemara tells a story that Rav came to visit a certain community, and he saw they were saying Hallel Rosh Chodesh. He was a little bit perplexed. What are they saying Hallel for? There's no din to say Hallel Rosh Chodesh. So even Rav wasn't even following this minute. Until he realized that they were only saying Chatzi Hallel, so they were skipping, so he realized, oh, they're skipping, that shows that it's not really a din, that was just a minhag, and those places that have the minhag should say it, those that don't. And minhag, of course, the universal minhag has become over the years to recite Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, but it's only a minhag, it's not a din. That's why, in fact, the Shulchan Aruch Paskin, the side of Menoik Anayim Azeh, do not recite a bracha on Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, except for tomorrow. Tomorrow's the only exception to the rule, because it's also Chanukah, but in a regular Hallel on Rosh Chodesh, so the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rishonim who say, like the Rambam, that you do not recite a bracha. That meaning is like a binatam. There are more quotes that meaning is like a binatam, that we do recite a bracha, notwithstanding the fact that it's only a minhag. So the only case you're really going to have a real bona fide hallel with a person who's a real bona fide hallel is on Rabbi Chanukah. That's why in the Gemara you don't find too much of a discussion about it, but in the later post can you find a discussion about it. So what is the din? What's the halacha? Does an avel, one who is in shiva, does he recite hallel or not? So we know that an obelisk chayv in all mitzvahs, so the obelisk has to light chanukah candles, he has to do all the other mitzvahs of that are normally encompassed upon a person. So hallel is considered to be different. So the poskim write that an obelisk during shiva does not recite hallel. So it's unclear exactly what the reason for this is. The simple, down to earth kind of a reason is that an obelisk is also the simcha. There are different degrees as to how also the simcha of Aval is. An Aval, the whole Yud Beis Chodesh is also the simcha, but that there are dargas of that, there are gradations of that. So an Aval is not allowed to go to Deisa Simcha, to Deisa Nishta, for the entire year of Avelus. But the degree of simcha that an Aval is also in Shiva is clearly on a higher level. So the poskim assume that the recitation of a Hallel is considered to be like an expression of simcha. I think one in fact has in Maseches Erechin, and Ein Adam Shoshira Mitoch Simcha Mitov Leiva, Rashi writes, interpreting the Gemara in Erechin, that Hallel and saying of Shira are always manifestations of Simcha. So an Avel during Shiva was not supposed to be in the state of Simcha, so that it would be inappropriate for him to recite Hallel. So it's strange because the Gemara never makes this equation. The Gemara never says that an Avel during Shiva is not allowed to say Hallel. And even though Hallel of Chanukah is not Mishadin, Hallel of Shchodesh, Mishkafilach, it's only a minute anyway, so Tachnagu. And an Avol doesn't say Hallel in Rosh Chodesh, but not to say Hallel in Chanukah. It's not a real din. That's the original Takanat HaChashmonoim, Lahidus L'Hallel, Kavim Yom Tov, Mahal V'Odoya. One of the Yilchaz Yamim Shagombam is a Hallel. And yet this tradition that we have that an Avol doesn't say Hallel, some override that Mamash Halachas. It's strange in the first place. The whole thing is very, very strange. Because if you would have asked me, I would have said, well, the Gemara doesn't say that an Avol can't say Hallel. But Hallel is a real din. It's a real mitzvah that Rabbana to say Hallel. So Mehechatei say that we're not going to say Hallel for an Avol. So whatever the case is, whatever the Lumbus is, the Maisa Mishnah Berurah says this way. The Maisa Mishnah Berurah writes, quotes the earlier poskim, that an Avol during Shiva does not recite Hallel, not only on Rosh Chodesh, doesn't recite Hallel, but doesn't recite Hallel on Chanukah either. There's a little bit of a difference between that which an Avol doesn't say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh and doesn't say Hallel on Chanukah, which plays out in terms of other people who are visiting, who are coming to the Nacham Avol, who are davening in the Beis Avol. So there is a further discussion in the poskim. What about in the Beis Avol itself? Forget about the Avol. The Avol itself won't say Hallel. Can you say Hallel or should you say Hallel in the Beis Avol? So there are different opinions about this. So the Rav has a famous vart. The Rav develops this Yisrael Melchus Avelus, that there are two halachas of Avelus. There's an Avel, there are Yisuri Avel mitzad the Gavra, certain things that the Avel himself is not allowed to do. The Avel is not allowed to wear shoes in, the Avel is not allowed to learn, the Avel is not allowed to wash himself. And then there are other halachas that emanate from the base Avel. There's a concept of the base Avel, that the place of the Avel is in Yeshiva, so that's considered to have its own series of halachos. In fact, the Rav was of the opinion that the issue of Talmud Torah, that an Avol is not permitted to learn Torah, is not just an issue on the Avol himself, but that's a din in the Surah of the base Avol. That a base Avol is not a place of Torah. That's why the Rav was opposed to the custom that many have of saying a Mishnah in the base Avol, like the Tirmin Chamayr. So many Rabbanim say a Mishnah from Mikvah, other places. So either the Avol doesn't listen, because the Avol is also with Talmud Torah, the Avol is not paying attention, the Avol doesn't understand, he walks out, whatever it is. So the Rav didn't like that. The Rav thought that issue of Talmud Torah is not the Chazal of Aloshan in Om Shmuel, the base Avol. So not just because the Avol can't learn, because the base Avol is something which is taught in issue of Talmud Torah. That's what the Rav also explained. There's a din of Kriyas Hamita, where it says in my Katan, that when a person is sitting Shiva, so you have to flip the beds over. So the Hashem said, we don't do that anymore, because that beds are different, whatever the reason is. There's a din called Kriyas Hamita, you have to flip the beds over. So the Gemara says that not only do you have to flip the beds of the Oval over, you have to flip the beds of everybody else in the house over also. So the Rav said, when are you flipping other people's beds over? So the Rishon give other answers to this question. But the Rav suggested that perhaps the reason why you're flipping everybody else's bed over is that's a din in the tzur of the Beis Oval. The Beis Oval looks in a certain manner, so it's nothing to do with the Oval per se as a Gavra. So that's what there are many who say, that which we don't say Hallel, and an Oval doesn't say Hallel, not only does an Oval not say Hallel, but in the Beis Oval you don't say Hallel. That's what there are some who are opposed to the practice. Very often, the practice is, let's say, if you have a minion in the Beis Oval during Chanukah, or you have a minion in the Beis Oval during Chodesh, they ask the Oval to walk out. So there were some who were opposed to that practice. They felt that was inappropriate, because that solves the Oval problem. It's still called the Beis Oval. Even the Oval went to the bathroom, the Oval went outdoors, that's still called a Beis Oval, and therefore it would be inappropriate. There's a different argument about this.
Concept that the mace is still...
That's what some say. Some say that idea. That's why you don't say how on the base of Avel, because of that idea that the mace is still there. I mean, it's a thing, whatever. The same as you don't say Tachl on the base of Avel.
Is that something that's
makubal,
or is that something that's more...
It's very
makubal,
that's the thing.
But is that only true if you... have the shiva in the
some say only in a place where some say only in a place where Imamish died, and some say it's his house, and again, no, those are already beyond the scope right now. But
a
chol
panim, traditional thought.
It's part of it, folks can discuss it. So again, so the fact that the Avil himself doesn't say halal, so that we can understand, that's an issue of simcha. Again, we don't exactly understand the Gemara doesn't say this as an example, but that we can be makabel. And Avil doesn't say in general Simcha, so he doesn't say Hal either on Chanukah. In the base Avil, so according to many, we're not going to say Hal either. So what do you do? So we're going to skip Hal during davening. When are we going to say Hal? So here the post can discuss the difference perhaps between Chanukah and Rosh Chodesh. So after the Menachem leave the base Avil, they go back home, they go to work. So should they say Hal? Should they not say Hal? So on Chanukah, why do they have to say Hal? Chanukah Hallel is a real din. It's as significant as Hadlokas Neiros. It's the same mitzvah that Rabbanan is Hadlokas Neiros. There are some poskim who say that Hallel preceded Hadlokas Neiros. There are some poskim who say that the cover of Yom Tov Hallel Vodah, the original Takanas HaChashmenoim, which appears in the Gemara Masechta Shabbos, so it's interesting to note that it's not even mentioned in Malkus Neiros. Hadlokas Neiros, I mean, we have to be Malkus Neiros, that's also mitzvah that Rabbanan, but the Lashem, the Braisa from Megillus Taimus is, to cover Yom Tov Hallel Vodah. So there is someone wanting to be Madaik in that Lashon, and in the Lashon of Rambam also, that the original Chanukah, the original Takana was Hallel Vodah, and then afterwards they were Masakin, Hadlokas Neiros, as a Zeichel to the Neis also. So whether you take that approach, that doesn't really make much of a difference. The bottom line is that Hallel Vodah is a Din Rabbanan, and Hadlokas Neiros is a Din Rabbanan. So they're on equal footing. So the person who was Davin in the Beis Avel, but didn't say Hallel, of course he has to say Hallel when he gets home. What about in Rish Chodesh? So here, many folks can say he doesn't have to say Hallel. Because the whole Hallel and Rish Chodesh is only a minig in the first place. So it could be that the Chiyag Avil and the Hagu, that the minig was that if you daven in a place you could say Hallel. So you say Hallel. If you daven in a place where you don't say Hallel, like in a base level. So you don't say Hallel. So when you get home, you're not going to say Hallel either. So there are different opinions about that.
I saw they say Hallel only the Tzibul.
Right, that's what some say. Right. If there are some Rishonim who say that the minig of saying Hallel and Rish Chodesh was only the Tzibul, not the Yochid. But we usually are not knowing that way. That meaning is that if a person is davens at home, davens b'chidus and rishchodesh, he does say hallel. But this is somehow worse, that here he was in a place where he could have said hallel, and he can't say hallel. So, and then it's something like that. Yeah. That's what some folks can say. But a chopan is when it comes to Chanukah, the Avil himself is not going to be saying the hallel.
What would be, let's say, to stam hallel, for someone davens for rishchodesh, he gets to say hallel. Is he chosen to say hallel afterwards?
I think so, yeah. I think I'm going to say, yes, I think that this minig is only if you weren't sick as the base of Avil, I guess what the minig is. So Chol Panim, when it comes to Chanukah, so the Avil himself is not going to be saying Hallel for whatever reason, the Inyan Simcha, as we said before. Everybody else in the base of Avil, quite possibly, aren't going to be saying Hallel either, but after they leave the base of Avil, then they're going to be saying Hallel. So now the Shaila that came to us yesterday was the following question. a person lost a relative at the beginning of the week. The kavura was on Sunday, so Sunday was the first day of Shiva. So Shabbos is going to technically be the last day of Shiva. So what is the halacha on Shabbos morning? Should the Ovel say Hallel on Shabbos morning or not? So what's the Shaila? My high. So we know the Gemara tells us in Maseches Ma'akatan that on the seventh day of Avelos, so the halachas of Avelos go away, based on the principle of Mikzus Hayom Kekulo. In fact, there's a Machlokes HaTanaim about whether this principle even exists, Mikzus Hayom Kekulo. The original Machlokes about Mikzus Hayom Kekulo was in Hilchus Nezirus and Hilchus Nida, there are certain aspects of Mikzus Hayom Kekulo. And the Gemara Ma'akatan says that that carried over, that spilled over to Hilchus Avelos. So there was a machlekes atanoim, whether on the seventh day in the morning we say mikzas yom kekulo and finish, the avelus is over, or we say no, you have to be neg avelus at halayla. So comes the Gemara and says that in hilchos avelus, the halach is halach kedivri amekel ba'ovel. Whenever there's a shayla, particularly in the days of the tanoim, as to whether a certain halach is true in hilchos avelus, we always go lekula. The Gemara says that halach kedivri amekel ba'ovel applies even in cases where the regular klal of safek derban lekula wouldn't apply. Safek derban lekula only applies when you have a suffix hashokol, you have a machlekes, one tana says this, and one tana says this, and one tana is not greater than the other, one tana is not, it doesn't have any more opinions on his side than the other, it's a one-on-one machlekes. So then we have a rule of suffix derabana lekula. But what if you would have 90% of the tanoi would say one way, and 10% would say something else? That's not called the suffix derabana lekula, that's called the rove. So you always follow a rove. So the Gemara says that in the realm of Allah Kadivra make a law, though, I feel be yachid negin a rabin. Even if it's only one Tana who holds a certain opinion, we follow that Tana even against everybody else. So in Hilchos Avelos was very, very negil, and one of the kulos that we have in Hilchos Avelos is Mikta Sim Kulo on the seventh day of Shiva, so the halachas of Avelos disappear. When exactly do these halachas end? At what point in the day of the seventh day do we say that the Hilchos Avelos falls off? So here the Gemara tells us that we require what's called Amidas HaMenachemim, that when the people come to be Menachem Avol by the person, once the people get up and they've already been Menachem Avol on the seventh day, so at that point, that's when the Shiva ends, Amidas HaMenachemim. There's a Machlokes HaRishonim, is that Amidas HaMenachemim at night of the seventh, or is that in the morning of the seventh? So the Ramban holds, that means it's the night of the seventh, it means people are coming, let's say for argument's sake, if today would be the last day of Shiva for somebody, so last night people came to Davin Meir in the Beis Avol. So as soon as they finish Davin Meir, everybody gets up and says, Amokim Menachem, and finish. So that's called the Midas of Menachem, the night of the seventh, and sure, and then the person is no longer in Avol. And other Rishonim say, no, that in order for the Avelis to end, you require it's called the Svira Shivat Yamim. You have to have a seven count days, and Svira Splaila Lav Shema Svira. That's not considered to be a Svira at night, it has to wait Mamish until the daytime, until the morning. That's what that minig is. That's what the post came right in Hilchos Avelos, that even though it's a machlokes, and maybe we should have said halacha different make a bavel, we don't say that here. That here we assume halacha that the Avelos doesn't end until actually the morning. The Pesach Tshuva quotes from the Ratvaz that since it's a machlokes, there are some Rishonim will say mamash ends the night before. So the Pesach Tshuva quotes Akula that maybe Lagabi Dvarim Shal Mitzvah, let's say the other wants to learn. He's already 6 days behind with Afyomi. So he wants to catch up, he wants to learn, and he has time in the last night to learn. So the Pesach Tshuva says, maybe in Yanish HaMitzvah he could be Mekel. You could lie on the Ramban who says that the Avelos ends the night before. My Minig is not like this Pesach Tshuva for other reasons, technical reasons. We assume the Avelos isn't really over until it's not over until it's over, i.e. until the morning in terms of Amidas HaMenachemim. So the Ramah quotes a Shaila that existed in his day. We don't really have this Bizman Hazer. So Ramah writes apparently that the minhag was in his community that the Menachem didn't come on the seventh day. That in many places in Europe there wasn't even a minhag to have a minyan in the Beis Avol. The poskim discussed because it wasn't practical, it wasn't feasible. So they didn't have a minyan in the Beis Avol. So comes the Ramah and says, "What do you do about the seventh day? No one comes. There is no minhag of Menachem. So what do you do? You're going to wait. You're going to wait to when?" So the Ramah writes that the minhag is that you have to wait until the time that would normally have been Amidas HaMenachemim in any other day of Shiva. So let's say on a regular day of Shiva, the minyan would have been at 7 o'clock, so by quarter to 8, the people would have said Amokim already, and that would have been the end. So the Ramah writes, on the seventh day in the morning, you have to wait till a quarter to 8 in the morning. So the Ramah writes that there's a mistaken notion out there. People think you have to wait an hour. That's the lashon. He asks people, how long do you sit Shiva on the seventh day? They say, you sit Shiva for an hour. The Ramah says, Shazel Amal Vamayim. You do it an hour. It has to do with Amidas HaMenachemim. So if Amidas HaMenachemim is is, let's say you have a community where the minhag in the Beis Tov is 9 o'clock in the morning, so you have to wait till a quarter to 10, so it could be 3 hours. If the minhag of the community is at the Midas of Nachum at 6 o'clock in the morning, so you wait 5 minutes, whatever it is. It has to be on the day of the seventh day, it has to arrive, the daylight has to arrive, Netzachah, the sunrise has to have arrived, and it has to also be a little bit of time, whatever the appropriate corresponding Amidah Seven Achron would have been. That's what the Ramah Paschal, that's what our minig is today. Again, most of the time we have a minion in the base level, so it's not relevant, but sometimes if a woman sitting shiva or other reasons you don't have a minion in the base level, so the poskim, right, you wait until Amidah Seven Achron. So now there's a whole discussion, the poskim, what do you do on Shabbos? If Shabbos is a regular that's the seventh day of Avelos, so when exactly does the Avelos end for the Avel on Shabbos? So you're not going to have Avidus of Menachem, we don't usually practice having Nichem Avelim on Shabbos, so when are you going to wait? So this was a big machlokes of Poskim. So there's some Poskim who said that on the seventh day, so there's no such thing as Avidus of Menachem when the seventh day falls out on Shabbos, but Chalal, not in the parish, it's not Shayach to Avidus of Menachem. So when does Avelos end? It ends first thing in the morning, and then Tzachamah ends. Where do we have a precedent for that? On Shloshim. Shloshim also does the halacha of Mitzvah Yom Kulo. On the 30th day, the person can do what things that he wouldn't have otherwise done during Shloshim. So on the 30th day, we say Mitzvah Yom Kulo, and here the poskim write that you don't have to wait till Midas Menachem. There is no Midas Menachem. No one's Menachem off for Shloshim. So Shloshim ends at Netzachamah. So as soon as the sun rises on the morning of the 30th, that's the end of Shloshim. So some poskim write that's the same story when the seventh day falls out on Shabbos. That is, once the morning comes, it's Netzachamah. So you don't have to wait for anything anymore. That's it. Sure, and it's 7:19 is Masikin. 7:19, that's when the Avelos ends on the seventh day. Now that is an Afkamida, not for public manifestations of Avelos, because public Avelos is evident even on a regular day Shabbos of Avelos, but it has to do for Dvam Shabbatzina. So learning Torah is usually Dvam Shabbatzina, or other kinds of things, maybe Dvam Shabbatzina. So once Netzachamah comes on Shabbos morning, that's it. Finished, the Avelos permitted to learn Torah. And that's what some posts can say. Another post can say now that you have to wait. What are you waiting for exactly? You have to wait till the end of davening. That just as on a weekday you would normally wait till the end of davening, so on Shabbos you have to wait till the end of davening. That's considered to be like Amidah Semenachemim. So Nafkamina 3 hours, Nafkamina from 7 in the morning till 10 in the morning. So what's the real Nafkamina? Where does this Bachlokes really reflect itself? The guy's davening Shabbos anyway. So Nafkamina, before the Halal Shabbos, Nafkamina, the post can discuss in the end of the Pesavelos is, can you give the Ovel and Aliyah for Shacharis? That's the Shailah. So an Ovel is normally not allowed to get an Aliyah in the normal circumstances, because an Ovel is also the Talmud Torah. So when you get an Aliyah, you're supposed to read along with the Bakari. So for him to say the Psukim, that would be inappropriate. So a regular Ovel during regular Monday or Thursday is not allowed to get an Aliyah. Even on Shabbos, an Ovel is not allowed to get an Aliyah, because that's called Dvar Meshubit Siddha. Means what do you have to call him up for an Aliyah for? So just Dam to be Machshalim to learn Torah when he's in the middle of Shiva, that's not right. An Ovel on Shabbos doesn't learn Torah. Let's say he's in his own house, he doesn't learn Daf Yomi. Unless he's not getting an Aliyah, is going to be a Dvam Shafar Hesia. How is that going to be? Let's say he's the only Kohen in town. So if you don't call him up for Aliyah, everyone's going to realize, oh, he's not getting Aliyah because he's in Shiva. So that would be public manifestation of Avelos, that would be a problem. Or,
let's say he gave Daf Yomi at the Shabbos.
In the Chinami, right, in the Chinami. Then he would probably have to give the Daf Yomi on Shabbos. In the Chinami. The Rishon quote a famous story from Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam was once in the middle of Avelos, and it came Shabbos, he came to Shul on Shabbos, and the minig of Rabbeinu Tam was, and his Shul was, he would always get Shlishi. Like in some yeshivas you have that, and Kav Yavne, she used to always get Shlishi. So that was the minig. Rabbeinu Tam was the Rav in town, he would get Shlishi every week. So they came to the Aliyah Shlishi, and the Gabbai didn't want to call up Rabbeinu Tam, because he knew he was in Avelos, so they didn't want to call him for an Aliyah. So Rabbeinu Tam walked up himself, and he took the Aliyah. So they asked him, my high. So he said, if I don't get the Aliyah, everybody knows the reason I'm not getting it. I get it for the last 20 years. If I don't take the Aliyah, everyone's going to realize that he's an Avelos. So that would have been considered to be an Avelos for Fahesh, yeah. So under normal circumstances.
So it's not an issue of expression of that person is an Avelos. And he's it's that people will
realize that he's an Avelos. Right?
It's not his own manifestation of his own work. It's a perception that.
Right. So an Avel normally doesn't get an Aliyah when he's in the middle of Shiva. What about the Shabbos morning when he gets up from Shiva? So some achronim write that he should not get aliyah chakras because he's still technically in avelus. He's still in the Talmud Torah. Another achronim write now that the avelus is over, that there's no midas of an achronim, it's over, it nates and finished. So there are different achronim about this. It becomes relevant because very often there is a minhag to give an over when he finishes shiva to give him an aliyah. So that's a minhag. But when should he get that aliyah? So there are different minhagim. Some say you give him the aliyah by shachris, and some say you give him the aliyah by mincha, because you want to wait till the point of amidah some minachrim. That's what many are knowing that way, that the over on the seventh day doesn't get an aliyah by shachris, but does get an aliyah by mincha.
So you're suggesting that if an Avel comes to shul on Shabbos, you should walk out for Kriyas Torah.
Walk out for Kriyas Torah.
Why? If he can't go up and take an aliyah.
No, so for him to get up and to walk out in the middle of Kriyas Torah, that's Fahesia.
No,
he doesn't have to walk out. Even during the week he doesn't walk out when they're laying in the base office. As long as he doesn't get the aliyah himself, he doesn't say the psukkah himself. That's
my
okay.
High. So what's the difference between getting the aliyah and listening to Kriyas Torah? It's all the same thing.
He's not listening that much. We're listening to Kriyas Torah, that's considered to be Seder HaYom. The Ovel is allowed to say Ashrei, he's allowed to say Psukkah Zimra, those are also Psukkim. So that's the davening, that's part of davening. But for him to get the Aliyah himself, that's his own product, that's his own learning, that's considered to be a problem. That's the Poskim, that's our Loshen.
This question matters what minyan you go to. If you go to the Shkam minyan, so that's maybe before the time, but let's suppose you go to a 9 o'clock minyan, so Torah lading is not until 10:30. So by then, would everybody agree that you can get up?
No, I think it's the same shot, because the void is just as we usually wait until after davening on a weekday, so you wait until after your davening on Shabbat. That's what the minyan is.
So if someone goes to daven in a base avel on Chanukah, and Hallel is not said, is there a chiyuv on the mispalel to say Hallel afterwards?
Absolutely, yeah. The chiyuv midrash is saying, like, there's Chanukah. That is the chiyuv too. Absolutely. Rosh Chodesh maybe not for Chanukah for sure.
Another Rosh Chodesh, you don't have that.
Rosh Chodesh many say not to, right? Anyway, so getting back to the story. So now the shah that we start off the share with. So you have an avel who's punkah, getting up from avelus tomorrow. Tomorrow is the Yom Shvi'i. So should he say Hallel or should he not say Hallel tomorrow? When should he say Hallel tomorrow? So the Chora, this depends on the same Shaila. That means if you hold that the Avelus is still basically intact until davening is over, you don't say Bixim Pikulo until Amidus HaMenachemim, or the equivalent thereof of the end of davening. So then the Chora, just as the Mishtabura quotes from the earlier Poskim, that an Oval is also to say Hallel on Chanukah, because that would be a violation of Simcha, then the Oval Taka shouldn't say Hallel at the regular time, and everybody else is saying Hallel. But if you hold that the Avelus is over already, that the Oval can technically get an Aliyah, so then if he can technically get an Aliyah, he's not an Oval anymore, he can get an Aliyah, so then he should say Hallel. So that was my initial reaction to the Shaila. When I was presented with the Shaila, that was my initial response. That depends on those two different Minhagim. And I think the Poskim, I think the Midrash Yisrael generally today is that we do not give the Aliyah to a Oval in the morning of Shabbos and the Yom HaShvi'i. So therefore, we probably did that, and let him say Hallel after davening is over. That's what I told him he should do. He should say Hallel after, not at the regular time of davening, he should wait till davening is over. After davening is over, he could say Hallel in the shul, in his house, whatever he wants by himself. That was what I thought would be the most appropriate thing to do. So I was talking to somebody else about it, and another Rav got involved with somebody, woman, so it was over to me, that there are some poskim who say that this whole minig of not saying hallow, this whole minig, issue, whatever it is, not saying hallow, only applies in the base oval proper. It doesn't even apply when he's not being outside of the shul, outside of the base oval. So it could be that even if it wouldn't be Shabbos as the last day, even if it would be mamish in the middle of a shiva, he would still say hallow. The whole issue is only in the base oval. That's a throwback to what we started off the shiva by saying, that there are two different halachas. There's a halach of the Isra and the Gavra, and there's a din in the base Ovel. So there are some who seem to say that the Isra of Halal is only the din in the base Ovel, not a din in the Yochid himself. I don't know whether that's the minig or not. I'm not sure. It's off me to say what everyone's doing in the Shaila. But if you go with the route that we started off the Shia by saying that this at least is also an Isra and the Yochid, that's a din in the Gavra, so then the Chur is hard to distinguish between the base Ovel and other places. I'm not sure whether we should follow that. Maybe or maybe no. Then I looked into it a little bit more. So there are some who say that maybe the whole thing doesn't apply in Shabbos Bechlal. That why that should be is also questionable, because L'chor, the regular binim of Avelus still apply in Shabbos. It's just Avelus for Hezi doesn't apply. So if the guy's standing there in shul, he's holding on to a sitter, he's looking at the sitter, nobody knows whether he's saying the words or not saying the words. So why shouldn't that apply in Shabbos? I'm not sure about those svaras. But I still stick to my guns. My original hachra was, that's a fun to lose. What's the big deal? Say hello an hour later. What's the devil? Say hello by yourself. But those who would want to say hello in shul, with the tzibur, definitely yesh, I mean, listen up for a variety of reasons. either because on the Iker Adin, we probably possibly really can get an Aliyah at Shacharis, and but two of the fact that it's not the Beis Avel anymore, and it's Shabbos, it's a lot of smells over. Plus, as we start off the Shabbos, we're not sure where this whole Issur came from, that the Gemara doesn't have this Issur of saying Hallel for a Avel. So whatever this minig din is, so Havdol Lo Tipol Lo. So again, different opinions about this. It seems that this particular person who asked me the Shaila, so he lives in a small community, and he happens to be a Kohen, and he's the only Kohen in Shul. So he is going to get an Aliyah tomorrow morning, because the post came right that if he's the only Kohen in Shul, not to give him an Aliyah, so it's going to be a little bit of a strange thing that he's going to get an Aliyah Shacharis, but he's going to come back to Hallel. Even though the two things are totally Zebazeb, but the quirk is that one is for Hesia and one is not for Hesia. Again, I don't know what the final Maskat is going to be, because one is to one of the I'm going to involve the Shiloh also, but that was my vote on the Shiloh. I still stick to my vote that let us say Hallel after the Davening is over in Nishka
Shalom. Is that a Shiloh a technical barrier to the completion of Davening?
They're saying in Kilokainu and so
on. Yeah, I know. I think Amidah's over.
Yeah, but this is a different point. This is Amidah Samanach. This is supposed to be like a playback to Amidah Samanach. Amidah Samanach was
yet to
daven.
He's staying in Shul. Okay, they finished davening.
Finished davening, everyone's walking around. Yeah. Amidah Samanach, I'm done. I think so. Yeah, I think so. Okay.
Sunday you're on.
Sunday you're on. Yeah.
No,
but that was